The university released the information after Eastern alumnus Jay Sinclair hired a lawyer to appeal a Freedom of Information Act request that was originally partially denied. Sinclair says the emails don't really reveal much information other than concerns that Fish Lake supporters sent to the university.
We still really don't know, you know, how far they had gotten on working towards a sale and, you know, whether they had buyers in mind or anything like that. We just have nothing but rumors.
In a statement sent to WEMU, university spokesperson Jeff Larkham says nothing has been decided about Fish Lake, but enrollment for the research facility is low. Sinclair believes those numbers are inaccurate. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.